Ethics reform became the cry at the beginning of the legislative session.
Quite frankly, I didn't think that the bill went far enough if we want to really talk about ethics reform.
Senator Jim Lemke, a Republican from St. Louis, says the bill that finally emerged this year will make financing more transparent, will end sham committee-to-committee campaign funding, and make other positive changes. But it didn't address the now common practice of former legislators becoming capital lobbyists.
Now, I think that in the process of term limits, that may be difficult to get through, especially the Senate, in that if you've got a third of the senators leaving every 2 years, that might be looking for a job someplace, it might be difficult to get that passed.
Democrats wanted to reinstate campaign contribution limits. Columbia Representative Mary Still says to truly be called ethics reform, the bill needed to address contribution limits.
When you can give $10,000 to a candidate, that's just not right. The people of Missouri voted on this. They agreed it's not right. The legislature overturned that. And then this year we tried to get the contributions limits enacted, and we failed.
Ethics legislation nearly failed completely when it became embroiled in harsh partisanship in the House. A compromised version made it through both chambers at the end of the session. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.